Witch Saga presents Death to the Cow, Episode 2, written by Desmond Lynch. In the heart of the waste are the Deadlands, where the undead horde roam in Dorcal's domain. Every year, citizens of the Resolve are sacrificed to the horde, so that the army of the dead may grow in number and fight the forces of Nekli soon. It is a travesty that has cost countless lives. There are men out there that would slay this beast of war. There are men that would save the people of the Resolve from the great Dorcal. This is their story.
I was never a doctor by trade, only happenstance. To become a priest, you must first undergo certain amounts of medical training, basic things, so much so that no one in their right mind would entrust me with their wounded. But we no longer live in a world comprised of people in their right mind. People have been driven mad, apathetic, feral of rage, above all else, desperate. When the doctors started to flee, I knew we were in trouble. Those that fled were lucky ones. Those who stayed behind were rounded up after they had criticized the establishment. It was like we were at sea, throwing the sailors overboard and letting the wind steer the ship. I find myself in the tower of the Great Dorcal, sneaking through the forbidden section in search of the God Emperor's most prized possession. To be found here is to be killed on sight. I am terrified. Fear rushes through my veins, trembling my hands. I move forward, because fear is no match for my guilt of what I did to cause this entire thing to happen.
Thank you all for coming today. Now, let us begin.
Dorke and Milos and our spies have returned. We have the intelligence, we have been debriefed, and have formulated a plan of action.
The plan is simple. Dorcal stores his heart in a jar somewhere within the forbidden section of the tower. We send Milos here to extract it.
Why me?
Were you not listening? Military personnel are forbidden from entering the tower. Prince Rydok is allowed entry, but under heavy supervision. The only people allowed to roam freely are the priests of Dorcal. You are the only one who can do this.
Even if he finds the heart, what is he to do? No mortal blade could possibly strike down Dorcal.
That is true, which is why we do not use a mortal blade.
Oh my god. What is that?
That is a Masora blade.
Indeed. It is forged of a metal found only in the Razor Teeth Mountains, called Venantum. It is said that long ago, the gods waged battle with each other. One god, now long forgotten, was struck down, and his sword fell from the heavens, crashed into the land below. The sword was gargantuan, and so to hide it from the hands of the wicked and the unworthy, the land hid it under rock upon rock. And so came the Razor Teeth Mountains.
Yes, yes, it's a fascinating story. Now put that thing away before we all get killed. I know it looks like an ordinary dagger, but that sheer amount of arcana rot the blade emits. I can feel years of my life being stripped away just by being in its presence.
Is this true?
I'm afraid so. I am told that the man who forged this dagger died soon after its completion. His insides turned to mush, burst like a beached whale.
Dear Lord. Metal is strange. It can be bent and curved like any steel, but its properties. The gods use these blades. If it were to kill a god,
it could kill Dorcal. It's the very reason I sourced this. It took quite some time. I had to deal with those tribes of the waste. Barbarians.
Well, I say it's worth it. You certainly have yourself a mighty weapon.
Yes, and the weapon is useless if we cannot get it to the heart. No offense to Milos, but he's of low rank in the church. He has no authority to enter that far into the castle, and that is where I come in. I have scheduled a meeting with high-ranking ministers of the church. Here, I will spin some yarn about him being an old family friend and how he is put in great service to the Resolve. I will argue on his behalf that he should therefore be promoted to a higher position. The Church will refuse, of course, but they will hold the meeting regardless, purely out of courtesy and formality.
That's why I hate you political people.
Everything is just theatrics, and these theatrics will allow us to pull off the greatest trick the world has ever seen. When we arrive, my personnel and I will be checked for weapons. Milos here should be fine.
And thus, Milos will be the one to carry the dagger.
What?
This is a fast-moving plan. Without General Varanus' support, we do not have an army. We cannot launch a frontal assault on the tower, or we cannot simply assassinate the monarch. First, we kill Dorcal. In the confusion, high-ranking members of society will be sheltered away out of sight, including the council, the monarch, the leaders of the church, and Prince Rylock himself.
When locked away, the only people permitted to join us are my guards. As soon as I receive the signal, my guards will surround and kill all the leaders.
You would kill your own father? And in such a horrid way?
Enough! The monarch is a coward and a sycophant, a parasite on his kingdom. As for the means, is it any worse than what we have done to those who are forced to wander into the Deadlands? How about the children that suffer and die in the squalor at the edges of our city? We live in an apartheid state ruled by liars and opportunists. A regime change is not just for my own standing. It is for the betterment of the kingdom and the world.
Thousands of our own citizens have fled these lands out east to Cassia, where they are hunted down like dogs. It is only a matter of time before Cassia grows sick of us, and with their advanced weapons, wipes us off the face of Terra Moor.
And that's if Dorcal doesn't just kill us all before then. It's only a matter of time before everyone becomes part of the Horde. Put it short, there's no other way.
Yes, it all lies on Milos. You want me to kill Dorcal? Yes, I can't do that. Why not? Because it goes against everything I stand for.
What part of death to Dorcal did you not understand? Tyrannus, this is exactly what I warned you about. Milos is not cut out for this exact type of war. It doesn't matter if he's cut out for it or not. This is Dorcal, for goodness sake. No one is cut out for it.
Milos, why are you doing this to me? Why do you insult me so? I invite you into this brotherhood, share with you our darkest secrets, and you break my heart. For what? Your moral stipulation. I'm not a killer, I'm not a murderer, I'm an assassin, I'm a priest, a doctor, I've sworn to protect and serve, not to kill. Not to kill? Is that so? Well, if he had sworn not to kill, then why is my son not standing here today? Tyrannus, you killed him. I saw him when he came in. He was still alive, and then he went to you, and now he's dead. You killed him.
I didn't.
Killed him for your negligence, your incompetence, your ignorance, and your sheer stupidity. How dare you enter this room and deny your duty when so many men and women have lost their lives for a cause so less worthy than ours? You cannot just play the conscientious objector when Dorcal can barely keep a hold of his army of the dead. What makes you think they won't come after us one day? When they get bored and hungry, at what point does the snake we feed devour us whole?
Tyrannus, I'm not a spy, I'm not a killer or a soldier or anything. This cause, I believe in it, and that takes a lot from me, because this faith is my life, and now it's gone. But even though it's gone, I can't just take a life, even one so wicked and vile. It is prohibited.
What is prohibited is for a father to outlive his son. If he were here today, it would be him plunging the knife into Dorcal's heart, not you. Such an important task cannot be left to such a coward.
With all due respect, Tyrannus, if your son was still alive, none of us would be in the cellar today.
The air grew cold for a moment, as the room fell to a deathly silence. Tyrannus looked at me, and then he punched me in the face, sent me falling to the floor.
What do you think would happen if you killed Dorcal? That you would go to hell? Life is hell. How could there be anything worse? You godly people keep talking about the plan as if Dorcal knew what he was doing. Tell me, is the plan to dwindle our population down to the point of extinction just to increase the threshold of his army of the dead?
Is the plan to descend into the ruins of Takayun and destroy what is left of our world? Is the plan to our salvation or our sacrifice? Because I tell you this, Milos, there is no plan.
We live under the whims and mercy of the demented tyrant, and what we do matters. We are capable of destroying this man, changing the fate of the resolve. It is our choice, and if we do not act, millions more will die. And the resolve will die with them. This is the only way. You must realize that.
Tyrannus, I'm sorry.
Okay, I misspoke. Everyone has a choice, except for you. If you do not help us, we will kill you in the slowest, most painful way you could possibly imagine. What do you value more, Milos? Your ethics or your life?
I'm awoken at dawn the next day. A carriage waits for me outside. I do not have the stomach to eat. I quickly dress and get into the carriage. There I find Aligar and Tyrannus. They waste no time. As soon as we depart, they brief me.
So, it's been arranged. Prince Rylock will meet you at the gate of Dorkal's castle. There, the two of you will be guided in alongside its guards. You will meet the Natural Dorkane and the Mitral Dorkane. They will search the prince, his guards will be asked to stay outside, you will not be searched. Be careful of this dagger, only unsheath it when absolutely necessary. Is that understood?
I understand.
Have you ever been in Dorkal's castle?
Only once, in my induction. I was blessed by the Matriarch Dorkane when he came to power.
I thought you spied for us. How did you gather this intelligence?
I asked around.
You asked around.
Milos,
he's an idiot. We all knew that. No fixing it now.
Okay.
Milos, do you recall the layout?
Oh, but briefly, I was in the chapel section, nowhere close to the Forbidden Tower.
That's all right. The prince will give you more information as soon as you approach the tower. I have to take care of something on the edge of the city, so this will be the last you two see of me for a while.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Yes, don't screw it up. This is where I get off. Major?
One moment. I would like to have a word with Milos, privately.
Understood.
Well,
what can I say? Death to Dorkal.
Death to Dorkal. It is a difficult thing to kill a man. Your nerve does not make you weak, it just means you are still sane. If it helps, imagine if you will, that you are not killing a man. You are merely slaughtering a rabid dog that, left to its own devices, will spill more blood than you ever will. What you do now is important, the most important thing to ever happen in our history. Do not forget that. Oh, and if you get captured, merely speak of the conspiracy, and a potion will kill you instantly.
But I thought...
A potion affects the loved ones of everyone else. You, as a priest of Dorkal, do not have loved ones. Go to the assassin. Your silence is imperative.
Tyrannus, please. Before you go, I just wanted to say that I am sorry. For all of this, your son deserved better care, but instead he got me. It is my great shame that I failed him in his hour of need. The only solace I can give is that in the end, he died peacefully, and what I do now, I do for him, in his honor.
What were his last words? He praised his mother, his father, and the resolve. Of course, We raised him right. Good luck to you.
You too. Death to Dark Cow. It is a long journey to the castle. Dread fills my stomach as the horses march on. I look out to the street for distraction. Slums soon give way to modest buildings, and finally the towers themselves. It amazes me how clean the city could be. I look upon the fresh-faced, clear-skinned people in the upper lands. It is a stark contrast to those in slums. How many people have I helped here? I mean, really helped. Did any of it matter? We arrive at the castle. It is a dark building, walls reaching far beyond the streets below. But further still, the great tower, where our cow resides, where he watches us all, ever present, always alert. He sees us, but no one sees him.
What are you waiting for? Come on.
I leave the carriage and travel with the prince to the main gate. It has been many years since I was last inside the castle, and last time, I was here under better circumstances.
So, when we get in there, I will be searched, you will not. We will be invited into the East Wing, into a domicile office. There, we will discuss your promotion. At that point, you will excuse yourself to use the privy. Then, you will make your way to the Forbidden Tower.
Where is that?
Literally right beside the office. Take the corridor down, first left, second right, third left again. You will get access to it here. This is the key. The entrance to the forbidden section is a large white wood door.
What if there's guards by the door?
There won't be.
What if they catch me?
Just say you're going to the privy.
But what if they don't believe me?
I don't know. I guess you have to piss yourself. Look, you worry too much. You know what the secret to a happy life is? Don't think too much. After all, we suffer more in our mind than we do in reality. There's the Maitre Duquesne. Act natural. Ah, Maitre Callias. So good to see you.
And you too, Prince Rylock. It is a pleasure for you to visit us today.
You are too kind. Maitre, may I introduce Duquesne News.
Pleasure to meet you. Oh, the honor is mine. Well, there is no point standing here on ceremony. If you follow me, I will take you to the domicile. Oh, but first we need to have you searched.
Of course.
A few castle guards come along. They pat down the prince and his men. What weapons they possess are quickly confiscated away.
You'll get these back when you leave.
That is perfectly reasonable. Thank you.
We go to move forward. Then all of a sudden...
I'm sorry, sir. We're going to have to search you also.
What?
I have to search you as well if you want to enter the castle.
But this isn't how things are supposed to go.
We had a change of guard, Captain. New captain, new rules. Forgive me. I'm only following orders.
Please, Duquesne. It is only a formality.
A formality? No, this is a gross insult to myself and the church.
Sir, please.
What exactly are you accusing me of here?
That I, a loyal follower and preacher of the Church of Duquesne, who has not only served the people of the Terrianus Resolve, but has been a physician of many high-ranking members of the military, including Major Trant, is what? A spy or an assassin who would dishonor himself in the church by bringing a weapon into the holy domicile? Is that what you're accusing me of?
Sir, I don't...
Is that what they're accusing me of? Answer!
Lieutenant, perhaps if we just skip the formality this one time.
Okay, you can go on through, sir.
Thank you.
I do apologize for that, Duquesne. Really, it was just a new measure.
No, it is not your fault. I would reprimand the captain for insulting the church so much.
Yes, of course.
I mean, it's not just me. This is the respect of the church at stake. I mean, if we let these people question my legitimacy, it only diminishes the legitimacy of the church. And we cannot have that. Some things, dear Maitre, must remain irrefutable.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, sir. Couldn't agree more.
The deceit worked exceptionally well, though I was quite embarrassed. I always hate making a fuss. We made it to the domicile. We met with the Maitre Duquesne. The hour was growing near, and fear made its presence known to me.
Well, Prince Rivalquel, I am pleased to make the acquaintance of your friend here. We simply cannot promote him as of yet.
Are you serious? This man is a hero.
Yes, well, there is lots of heroes in this city. Only so many.
Oh, please, Major, this is great.
I understand.
I need to use the privy.
Oh, well, you may find it down the corridor. First right.
Thank you. Oh, Mills, before you go, may I just say...
He leans in and whispers to me...
Death to the cow.
He looks at me for a moment. Then he nods. I nod back. The others have no clue. As I head out the door... Never to see them again. I'm alone now. We're deep in the castle. Barely any guards. Perhaps nobody considered anyone stupid enough to attack Dorcal in his own home. Step by step, I make my way towards the door. First left, and right, but... Wait. Was it first right or first left? The worry has clouded my memory. I have to guess and hope luck falls in my favor step by step, step by step. I see around the corner the white door, but... Oh no. There are two guards standing right by it. How do I... Wait. Someone is coming. It's another guard.
Hey, you! You're not supposed to be down here.
Sorry, I'm new here.
All of a sudden, this new guy unsheathes a dagger and slashes the throats of both guards. They fall to the ground before they know what hit them.
For a fake Dominion Blade, still quite sharp.
Wait, I know that voice. I rushed forward out of hiding. Alagor, what are you doing?
Oh, you're here early. Here, what? Grab a leg.
No, this is barbaric.
Not as barbaric as what they would do if they found us. Now grab a leg.
You killed those men in cold blood.
Look, Milos, we can argue about ethics later. Right now, there will be a patrol coming around here. Here, my cape will hide the bloodstains. You and me, quickly take these bodies and dump them in the privy.
But I...
Quick, no time, let's go.
There's no time to lose. I bite my tongue and help carry the guards away. I can't help but look at their faces, skin cracked and mutated from the edges of the city. No doubt, my god, this job must have been their way out, and they're so young, they're boys, really. They had their whole lives ahead of them. We'll quickly dump both bodies in the privy. This is a small room, we can barely fit both in. Alagor slams it shut, locks it, breaks the handle off. My god. What are we doing?
You shouldn't have done that.
Look, I just did my job. Do yours.
And like that, he was gone. Like before, I was alone, but now, even more so. What was he doing here? He said he was going someplace else, but he was sent here, but why? Did they not trust me? Did they not believe? I approached the door, key in hand. I entered the forbidden section. My heart is racing step by step. I don't even know what I'm looking for. Those eyes from the guard, I could feel them looking at me. And, oh God, his heart, I hear it. Down the corridor is heart. I approach it. I enter into a room riddled with dust and cobwebs, except for one section. A jar on the table in the center, and in that jar,
beating heart. Valdor Kao. This is it.
Step by step, I approach. I loom over the jar of shaky hand. I remove the heart from the jar. It slides out, still pounding away. Flesh is gray, black. Blood oozes out of its muscles. It is a disgusting sight to behold. I unsheathe the blade. For a moment, I feel no terror. For I remember what I had said to Tyrannus earlier that day. About his son's last words. It was a lie. I remember them all too well. He looked up at me, his body shaking violently as ooze began to expel from the many bite marks on his neck and torso. His eyes rolled back in his head, and he said, "Kill me.
Death to the cow."
For a moment, all is still. And then... Dear God, what have I done?
To be continued.